Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Okay, gawa mo isang figures. Armpits are sweaty now.
They played and pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: fourth, the fifth, the minor four, the major league, the baffled king, composing hallelujah. Faith was strong, she needed proof. So waiting on beauty.
Kasama ko ngayon matapos ang matagal na panahon si Marcus at ating pag-uusapan ko ano mga pinagkakaabalahan niya nitong mga nakarang araw. Kamusta Marcus?
Okay lang po.
Itong nakarang taon, marami sa mga tao ay nag-lie low, ika nga, lalo na sa industriya ng arts. So, ikaw, ano yung mga pinagkaabalahan mo nung panahon na lockdown dito sa Melbourne?
Natutulog lang po.
Natutulog?
Hindi naman. If I'm being honest, I didn't do much. I was actually sleeping. Sleeping a lot, eating, and playing games.
Nabanggit mo na maraming gig yung na-cancel.
Yes, I also had 27 wedding books, like wedding bookings, like for this year, and it's all canceled.
May nag-rebook na ba?
No one yet. I've been trying to email them, because some of them paid the deposit already.
So nabanggit mo rin na sinubukan mong gumawa ng music, ng mga original compositions mo, pero natigil ka?
Opo, kasi it's a little bit depressing. I'm like thinking, well, what if this pandemic, like, you know, lasts for like a few years? Like, who am I gonna play to? And I'm not really a big fan of social media. I'd rather play, you know, for people live. So what if like the pandemic is like, it lasted like 10 years or something? So that was like the anxiety that, you know, I was going through it, but. I got through it when I found out I was going to be a dad like 2 months ago.
Yes, so congratulations.
Thank you. And she's really, 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 really cute because she looks like Dada.
It's Jasmine, right?
Yeah, it's Jasmine.
And ang maganda dyan, meron ka ng bagong inspiration.
Yeah, opo.
At lately, nakikita ka namin dito sa CBD. So balik ka sa busking.
Yes, actually, this one of the things that got me back into doing music is like the city council is like paying us to promote busking, like music in the city. So if you bus for like, you know, 4 hours, they're paying us like $200. Like there's a 30-minute play and then 30-minute break every time. So that's pretty good to help out. Even if people doesn't give us money, it's just like we're trying to promote the music. And it's some sort of income as well.
And baliktad na, di ba dati kayo nagbabayad ng fee para magbusk?
It's just for the permit. You have to pay like $20 for the whole year.
For the permit. Pero ngayon, kayo na ngayon ang binibigyan ng permit at may talent fee pa.
Pinabayaran.
So, anong feeling na nakakakita ka na uli ng maraming tao sa kalsada sa Melbourne?
Parang outer space po. Hindi naman. Masaya nga po kasi ano, marami ng mga tao sa labas. Nakakahinga na.
At nakita ko may mga...
Hindi na kulong sa bahay.
Hindi na kulong sa bahay. Hindi ka na natutulog palagi.
Hindi na. Pumapayat na po ako.
Pumapayat.
I gained 13 kilos while during lockdown. And I lost 6 kilos. Actually, 7 now. I keep weighing myself every day.
Feeling ko, nawala yung timbang kasi nag-aalaga ka na ng chikiting.
Ah, yun din po. Magaling, tulog.
Magaling ka na magpalit ng nappy.
Ay, professional to.
So, pag nagbabasking ka, meron bang mga lumalapit sa'yo na nagpa-request naman?
Opo, marami po. Marami rin mga Pilipino na, ano, na lumalapit sa akin. Sabihin na, Pilipino ka? Tapos sabihin nga, hindi po, hindi po.
Tapos natawa sila. Mapapaisip.
They always request to play Tagalog songs, but I can't sing any Tagalog songs at the moment.
Pero sabi mo na natututo ka na mag-Tagalog kasi mas marami ka ng nakakasamang mga Pinoy ngayon.
Opo, may mga kaibigan po ako sa ano, sa online gaming. At, just to kill time, we play games and then we chat. Like my old friends from Sunshine, we just reconnected because of the pandemic. We had nothing to do, so we just play online games before. And yeah, I got used to speaking Tagalog again.
So okay.
It's not that I can't sing Tagalog. It's just like I don't know any Filipino songs anymore.
So siguro yun yung susunod mo na pag-aralan para sa susunod na mapanood ka namin sa CBD dito sa Melbourne ay kumakanta ka na ng mga Pinoy love songs.
Ayun po, pag meron pong tip na $50. Special request, different language.
Ano naman yung vibe sa mga fellow buskers mo dyan sa Melbourne ngayon?
Ngayon po, yung marami naman po mga mababait din. Pero marami, meron ding mga dramatic. Mahilig sa drama.
Puro ano lang ba kayo, mga musicians? O ini-encourage din nila yung mga performance artists tulad ng mga statwa?
Right now, meron po ngayon mga dancer din.
So ano naman yung ginagawa mo? Parang para mapaiba-iba yung mga kanta mo bawat araw. Meron ka bang tinatawag na
set list?
O iniba-iba mo siya araw?
Meron po. I've got like 8 hours worth of songs that I can sing. So I don't have to repeat one song every time. I can mix it up. Sometimes I search songs just to practice. Because sometimes no one's really watching. So it's like I just treat it as like a paid practice, you know? Because if I'm practicing at home, I get lazy. If I'm practicing outside, I'm getting paid. It's more encouraging.
At ano naman yung mga natanggap mong suporta sa pagpapabalik sa pagbasking or sa music mo, maliban dun sa in-encourage kayo ng City of Melbourne?
There's a couple of new bookings for weddings for this coming year. And there's a few followers that follow me in Instagram as well. And people are very, very encouraging. Like they're very welcoming. Like, welcome back to the streets. You know, you're making the city more beautiful and colorful. Something like that. They say those stuff.
Oh, nakita ko nga na parang iba talaga pag, di ba, may mga buskers dun sa... Kasi ako nung lockdown, nandito rin ako sa city, pag naglalakad ako, sobrang tahimik. Pero nung nakita kita nung isang araw, sobrang parang buhay na buhay uli yung Melbourne kasi nandiyan na yung mga buskers, tapos nandiyan na yung mga nagsishopping for Christmas.
Ako lang po yung nagpapabuhay ng Melbourne, hindi po sila. Joke lang.
So, di ba, parang iba na talaga na parang medyo nagbabalik na tayo sa new normal, ika nga.
Ayun nga po, pero sana wala ng cases para continue na yung walang mask. Kasi nung umpisa po kasi hindi pa kami pwedeng kumanta, so instrumentals lang.
Dahil sa mask.
Opo.
Mahirap ba yun na nandun ka sa kalsada buong araw tapos naka-mask ka?
Hindi naman po. Pero mas gusto po kasi pag kung musikero rin tinatawag nila sa akin, eh yung art ko talaga, eh, which is singing.
At
pero pag hindi ako makanta, eh di, parang nakakatamad po.
At ngayon, nasimulan mo na ba uli yung mga sarili mong music?
I'm starting to get back to it. It's just like I've been picking up a lot of shifts lately. And when I get home, I'm so tired. I have to take care of the baby as well. That's something to look forward to. When I get home, like, cuddles. Baba.
Siguro, sa susunod, maririnig ka na namin kumakanta ng ano, Big Red Car.
Big Red Car.
Alam mo yun? Hindi mo alam yun. Wiggles.
Oh, Wiggles.
So, susunod ba?
Barney.
Marcos, kung gusto ka makita o mapanood o marinig ng mga kababayan natin, saan ka nila mahahanap?
Yan lang po sa sulok ng kanto. sa Instagram po. Like, just type in Marcus Miller Music. So, M-A-R-C-U-S M-I-L-L-E-R in the music.
At sa Melbourne CBD, araw-araw ka ba doon?
It depends because we've been giving allocations. Like sometimes right now I'm at Docklands. And wherever you find the blue circles in the city, maybe I'll be there, maybe not, maybe someone else will be there. But it's like a roasted thing.
At so abangan ka lang namin sa Instagram page mo kung saan ka.
I usually post it anyway, except today, I forgot.
At sana sa susunod, kakanta ka na rin ng ano, Pinoy love song para sa mga listeners natin.
Oh, pwede po yan. Basta may $50. Hindi, okay lang po.
Maraming salamat, Marcus, at welcome back.
Thank you po.
Tied you to a kitchen chair and she broke your throat. She cut your hair and from your lips she drew the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe then think out a book. Or will I live love from love? It's how to shoot somebody who went through ya. It's not a cry she hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a bone. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.